The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Nat Pepperell, always good to have you on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. I suppose it's far too easy to say, but a season of growth for Dragons?
Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying in terms of it's easy to say, but it really is a season of growth. And I think there are only so many times that you can say that. And hopefully that's now going to be sort of a thing of the past, because I think what's being built and what's, you know, looking forward, what's ahead for Dragons is hopefully really exciting. So, yes, a season of growth, a much better finish than the start. Some turmoil along the way, lots of injuries, but yeah, a really pleasing end, actually.
Two players in particular, Rach Dunn and Gabby Sinclair. Nice to have Rach back, but obviously the influence and just having somebody like Gabby involved with the squad as well.
Yeah, Gabby's absolutely world-class. You know, I'm sure you saw that from watching her. Even when she was on her return from injury, her capacity was phenomenal. And even throughout her injury as well, what she brought to the team in terms of her knowledge, she was at every training session, every game, she was helping in terms of the coaching. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And hey, let's look at her shooting stats. I think even in just the last game, it was like 97%. Ooh. And these are like long range, short range, literally from anywhere. She is a phenomenal player, and she's done exceptionally well. And like you say, yeah, Rach Dunn coming back, was we were lucky to get her. Obviously, we lost Chelsea, and Chelsea had started the season amazingly. So it was a big disappointment to lose Chelsea. And Georgia was injured as well. So we were a bit short on the ground, should we say, on shooters. So Rach was a great find in that respect. And her, what she brought to the whole squad, again, just in terms of that professionalism, her attitude, her just how she is as a person. She's just a great person as well. It was just really positive. So, yeah, great players. But, you know, there's lots of great players in that squad. So we've been really lucky.
Name some of the others in the team that, as a bunch of coaches, you've been most impressed with?
Oh, you know, I've been impressed with all of them, to be fair.
Good answer.
But, I mean, yeah, sitting on the fence, wasn't it? But I mean, looking at our defensive record, I have said, and I will sort of stand by it, that I think defensively we were one of the strongest in the league. Some of our attacking didn't click at the beginning, and we struggled through that. And, you know, you look back, like I say, at our stats, and we had to really work through some low centre pass to goal stats that we were getting sort of midway through the season. But defensively, the amount of ball that we've turned over has been really consistent and high numbers of it. So, I mean, that's props to, you know, Kwanda at the back and Ella and Annabelle in terms of what they're doing, and Claire and Hannah out the front. It was always a team effort. And they even had, you know, jokes in sessions about Kwanda obviously got a lot of very high on the, I'm not sure where she actually fully finished, but she was really high in terms of the number of turnovers. And they just kept saying to her, "You're welcome, Kwans," because of all the setups they gave her. So, you know, yeah, defensively, I think we were absolutely outstanding.
And it'll be about those little wins as well, won't it? I mean, we maybe not have full access to all the exact stats, but you'll be picking up wins quarter on quarter, maybe some games, and really push teams as well, despite the final score.
Yeah, and like I say, the stats were something that we really looked at, especially towards the second half of the season, in terms of what it is we can push forward on and what it is that's letting us down. And look, you know, we went through a run of games there where we were scoring in the 40s, and I think even one time even in the 30s, I think it was 37. And you look at any of the Super League scores, and we were well aware that you had to score in the 50s really to win a game. It was highly unusual to win a game and score in the 40s. You just got to look at the finals for that as well. And so, yeah, we were looking at the stats in terms of that, in terms of our progression. And when we came up against tough teams, you know, we were looking at, they were all tough teams, don't get me wrong, but when we came up against teams where you think, you know, it's going to be really hard ass to come out with a win, we were definitely looking at the progression from game to game, and actually just progression in terms of what we were building on the court. And that's, you know, ultimately that was the position that we were in, and that's what we had to do. And the girls absolutely did that. And that's why you saw towards the end of the season, you know, we were holding games for goal games. Mm. And then just struggling to work out how to close them out. And come the end of the season, we just started to work that out. And it's, you know, you almost run out of time. Well, I'm sure you could say that a lot of seasons, but you know, looking back, like I say, you can really see that. So hopefully next season, the girls, whichever collective they are, will take that forward and really push on.
You need leaders and strength on court, and we see that through people like Claire over the years, and last season was no exception, really.
Yeah, Claire's just a phenomenal captain and leader. She absolutely holds everyone to account to make sure that they are upholding the standards that, you know, they've set themselves. She's very much aligned with the values of Dragons, and she very much believes passionately in the values of Dragons. You know, she's Welsh through and through. She's an absolute trooper on the court. You know, there's no point in time where she'll ever go to the court and give you 50%, even when, you know, things are tough in her world. I know that there's been lots of emotion over the season for lots of teams and lots of people for different reasons, but you never see when Claire's having a tough time when she goes on the court, because she gives you, you know, the minute she steps on, she is that athlete through and through, and she gives you everything. And it's really admirable. And I hope, I don't, obviously we don't know yet, but I really hope that she makes the Wales World Cup squad, because I think she's come so far in her career. She really deserves it.
All games were special in their own unique way last season, maybe no more so than those two Celtic clashes. How much do you enjoy them as a court?
Oh, yeah, they are. They always are. Whenever it's Wales versus Scotland, you know, Dragons versus Sirens, it's always, always fiery and passionate. And, you know, the passion behind it is probably potentially, even though it shouldn't be, a little bit greater than any other game. And the first game, I think it ended up being 43-42 to Sirens. And we were so in contention and winning most of the time. We couldn't close it out. And it, you know, that was absolutely devastating. But to turn that around and come out with such a hefty win towards the end, and actually up in Scotland as well, That was an absolute team effort. And again, that's the progression, isn't it? That's the work-ons that they've shown. And, you know, take nothing away from the Sirens girls, because they always bring it. They never, ever give up. I think that's the thing with Scottish players and Welsh players. You know, they don't know how to lose. They have to keep fighting. Mm. So, yeah, as a coach, it is absolutely brilliant, apart from the fact that I have no nails left at the end of it.
You're still in that assistant coach role. What's it been like working with Jill and Denise as well? She's been brought in. What's that like?
Oh, brilliant. Denise is a favourite of mine, to be honest with you, because when I first started out in my coaching career, Denise was like my mentor. So I had her supporting me at Team Bath when I did MPL coaching roles, and had her as an assistant. Well, I was assistant coach to her 1 year, and then she supported me as an assistant coach to help develop me as head coach.
Nice.
So it's literally like having your mum back. Do you know what I mean? She's like a netball mum, even though she's not actually that much older than me. She's like my little netball mum. She looks after me, and she just brings like that. She's not, I don't really know what the word is. It's not like a don't care attitude, but it's just like that. She always has that capacity to be able to say, you know, it's just netball. Let's have fun. Like, that's what we're here for. And even when the pressure is on, she just manages to find the fun element, and she helps make training fun. And we just used to sit down and meet at coffee shops for four sessions and go through what I wanted to get out of it and what I'd been planning. Obviously, this was before Jill got there. And it was great. I mean, she's so inspiring as well. She's just like, oh, yeah, that's great. And how about we tweak this? And, you know, it's like you're like a sponge learning off her. And then Jill, honestly, I can't say enough positive words about that woman. The fact that she's just got awards again in Australia is just credit to the fact that she's just a phenomenal coach. She came in, and one of the first things she did, I remember the girls, we had a couple of injuries, and this was when we had a bye weekend, and a couple of the girls were stressed, and it was quite a tough time. It was obviously just before she arrived, and she messaged me. I'm just about to get in my car with my suitcase to stay over the night in Cardiff, and she messaged me, and she said, let's just give them a week off training. I was like,
well, okay.
So I ran back inside to call her, and she was like, well, if there's some niggles, you know, you can run tonight and then just give them some days off. So it's fine. You know, we've got to look after them. And you know, the confidence, and I say this probably as quite a naive coach, but the confidence to just in the middle of a season where you're struggling to say, actually, the benefit here is to have some days off and take your mind off netball and go and do something different when you don't have that much time to prep. Is amazing. And you know what? It paid off. You can see the fact. I think the Storm game was the next game, and we held them goal for goal, and they were, you know, they finished top four and we finished 10th. So it just shows that she really knew her stuff.
Yeah.
And she just came in and tweaked little things. You know, there wasn't, it wasn't like the world was changing in a week. It was just, she'd just see little things and she'd tweak them. And yeah, the girls just literally absorbed everything she said. So she was phenomenal to work with. And again, another really good human being.
We've seen the launch of the new Tantrum National League. I think they've got a good sponsor or two on board.
I think they do as well. It's the netball show, isn't it?
It's important that we see the growth, obviously, and just feeding into Dragons and that national side, isn't it?
Yeah, Vicky Sutton and Sarah Moore have genuinely are very intelligent ladies. They know where they want to go with netball, and they know how they're going to get there. You know, they've got that ambition, that goal, that drive. And I know that listening to them and being around those conversations, I'm very confident as almost a bit of an outsider. You know, I don't actually live in Wales, but I'm really confident of the way that Wales netball is going. And yeah, I think that it will just grow from strength to strength with all the things that they're putting in place that people don't necessarily see.
Sign-in window open now. I don't want to be who you signed, but have you any specific stories about what it's like for a coach? What's it like for players?
To be honest with you, I'm not too involved in it. There's obviously conversations beforehand, and before the signing window starts, I think, you know, there's meetings with, not official meetings, but just to check in with athletes to see how they are and see if staying at Dragons is something potentially that they want to do next season, because some will have goals to stay, some will have goals not to stay. And I know that Sarah and Jill will have been talking about what they want the squad to look like next year if Jill is involved. I'm not 100% sure yet who the head coach is going to be, or who the assistant coaches are going to be, to be fair. It's not, none of that's been sorted out, but I know that conversations are had early as to what next year's squad will look like, regardless of what management team is in place, because actually it's really important that that's sorted. Like you say, as soon as the signing window opens, people can be contacted. And I think what's really key for me, as more as an observer, actually, rather than specifically involved in the franchise, is if you look at any of the top four, they've got there with a real capacity to shoot. So they've had a strong goal shooter in their circle attack. And I think that's absolutely key. You know, you get given the ball 50% of the time, you have to be able to score off it. And so you have to get those aces in places early. And then it's a blend as well, isn't it? Because you don't want to be that team that has all the sort of mature athletes who are going to be retiring the year after, and then there's no sort of legacy building. So they've got to look at so many things in terms of who they've got at the moment, who they might want to bring in to strengthen different areas, how they get a blend of youth and a blend of experience. And that's a really, really tough job. And it's tough for athletes as well, I guess, if you're the best of the best. So I mean, I don't know any specific details, but I guess for somebody like a Gabby Sinclair, I don't know where she'll be next season. I would imagine she'll have 101 offers, and if she doesn't, then God knows what, you know, different teams are doing. But I'm sure that there'll be lots of players that will get sort of SSN offers potentially that have been playing in the Super League this season. So for them, it's, I guess it's a bit more, okay, where is my next opportunity and where am I going to go? And I guess if you've been a fringe player, it's probably quite a nervous time of, where is my career going now? Can I stay where I am, or do I need to get court time anywhere else? There's so many things to consider, isn't there? I mean, you look at I know it's been on, Tamsin was talking about it. You look at a London Pulse bench, lots of them might potentially be starters in other teams. So, you know, they'll probably be looking, those athletes might be looking next season of, do I want to stay somewhere that's being really successful and actually not necessarily get as much court time, or is it better for me to go somewhere that's not as successful but potentially get a starting seven position so I can develop? It's such a tough time for them, but it's something that, you know, each individual person has to do what's best for them. Yeah. And I think what's really nice is that I know from having conversations that the franchise, Celtic Dragons in particular, I'm sure everyone else is actually really supportive of the athlete's decision and what's best for them as well. They're not going to get angry if somebody says, actually, I want to go here because I want to start in seventh place, or I want to go here because it's better for me personally. They're fully supportive of that. They want each athlete to get to their best potential. And actually they want 12 players that are really happy to be at Dragons, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll be hearing from the MPA. They'll obviously be there as well just to offer their support.
Yeah, I mean, it's like any business transaction, really, isn't it? Because ultimately, that's what it is now. It's a business. You look at your career and where you want to go, and you've got to put yourself in the best position to get there.
Overall, in that season to be happy with?
Oh, you know, yes and no. There's so much more that could, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda in lots of times. But yes, progression, 100%. And actually, for some individuals, 100%. And things that weren't right, I'm 100% sure they're going to be fixed and get better with. So I can't say 100% a season to be happy with, because you'd never have wanted that from the beginning, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But definitely a season going in the right direction.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.